Lying down yoga. Following along with this yoga sequence is an opportunity for you to connect with yourself, with your body, with your breath, and with your awareness, and to enhance your health and your well-being. To set yourself up for practice, wear loose and comfortable clothing that isn't restrictive to your abdomen or your chest or anywhere else in the body, so that your body feels free to move and to stretch. Choosing a warm and comfortable place to practice where you won't be interrupted and you can settle into your practice for this time that you have created for yourself. Giving yourself the time and attention to practice regularly sends a powerful message of self-care and nurturance. As you follow along with the recording, giving wise attention and care to your body, respecting the boundaries and limits within each posture, and practicing kindness toward your body and self, you know your body best and what is appropriate in any given moment. So if there is something that is not appropriate for your body, then respecting that. Listening to the messages of your body to know how long to hold a posture. You may even choose to skip a posture, and that's perfectly fine. You can modify the pose, or you can find a comfortable position and imagine the posture in your mind's eye. This also has an effect on the mind-body connection that is very powerful and healing. Tapping into your own inner wisdom, allowing the breath and the body to be connected, exploring your limits and moving to the edge of a boundary without exceeding it. As you develop a dedicated practice, you may notice perhaps moving in ways that are unexpected and surprising as you explore what is appropriate and within your range today. Each day is an opportunity to attune to what is here now, noticing that the body may be different on different days. Following along at your own pace and pausing when needed, allowing time to go deeper into a posture if that is what is calling to you, and closing the eyes at times and allowing the concentration to deepen. Notice if you get caught up in competing with yourself and as best you can, letting go and allowing the posture to evolve moment by moment and breath by breath, exploring your range of motion in each moment. This practice is about listening to your own body, exploring your limits, and working within the range of what is possible on any given day. Noticing the thoughts and emotions that may arise, as well as the habit of the mind to judge your experience or to strive. Being aware of any impulse to push through or exceed a limit. As best you can, noticing breathing into what is here and making space for it and breathing out and allowing it to be just as it is. There is no goal to this practice, not even relaxation. It is more an exploration of this inner landscape that we call home. So befriending your body with patience, kindness, and care, and with a deep and sustained listening, the way you would a dear friend. Following along in your way and making this practice your own. We will begin now with resting posture. Lying down on a mat or the floor or a bed, arms resting by your sides, palms facing up if that is comfortable, shoulder blades tucked under, allowing the chest to open. Legs stretched out side by side, about hip width apart or wider if that's comfortable. And the feet falling apart from one another. Slightly tucking the pelvis and the chin into a neutral position and feeling the length down the entire spine. Allowing the natural curve in the lower back. And you can always place a bolster or a pillow or a blanket rolled up underneath the calves or the knees if that's supportive to the lower back. You may also wish to place the feet on the floor about hip-width apart with the knees toward the ceiling. Feeling the overall posture of the body so the head and neck and torso feel aligned and balanced. And feeling yourself in contact with whatever is supporting you and the places in the body that are most predominant in the field of sensation with what you are in contact with. To begin, taking a few long, slow, deep inhales and exhales. closing the eyes if that feels comfortable. And noticing the breath as it flows in and out of the body. Noticing where you feel the breath. Perhaps at the belly, or the chest, or the nostrils. And noticing the movement of the body with the breath. Each in-breath may be an invitation to what you would like to draw in this moment. And each out-breath a releasing and letting go of anything that you would like to let go of. And breathing deeply into that. Inviting the body to sink more deeply into the mat with each out-breath. Noticing any tendency toward expectation or any sense of already knowing how things are, and offering this moment the gift of your gentle but engaged curiosity, noticing sensations just as they are, and inviting any areas of constriction to release. Notice neutrality. Not needing to change anything, allowing what is here to be here as best you can. Feeling held and supported. And now on an in-breath, lifting the arms up toward the ceiling and over the head, taking the stretch as far as you're able, stretching and lengthening the fingers, the arms, the shoulders, and at the same time, stretching the legs by pressing out through the soles of the feet and the heels in the opposite direction, and pointing and flexing the toes, feeling the entire body lengthening and opening as you stretch up through the arms right into the fingertips and stretching out through the legs and the feet, and feeling the breath as it flows in and out. And allowing the arms to gently float back up toward the ceiling and coming down to rest on either side of the body, releasing any effort. And again now on an in-breath, raising the arms up overhead and stretching the arms and the legs in opposite directions, feeling the full length of the body and breathing. Staying here for a few breaths. Exploring the range, but not going over your limit. And when you're ready, bringing the arms up toward the ceiling and then returning them alongside the body, noticing sensations in the arms as they make their way back down to rest, feeling the arms and the muscles relaxing on the floor. And noticing the effect of that posture in the body and any thoughts and emotions that may be arising. And moving into the next posture, pelvic tilts, we'll begin by placing both feet flat on the floor, parallel to one another, about hip width apart, a comfortable distance away from the hips, knees pointing up. In this position, bringing your attention to the lower back, there's a natural curve in this area that allows a little space between the body and the floor. The arms are still relaxed alongside the body. And on an exhale, begin by pressing this area toward the floor, flattening it to meet the floor or the bed or whatever you're lying on. And gently pressing the belly and the low back toward the floor. And on an inhale, relaxing and releasing the low back and allowing the natural space between the low back and the floor with the curve of the spine. So on an exhale, pressing the low spine toward the floor, pressing into the belly, the tailbone tips up toward the ceiling in between the knees, slightly. And on an inhale, letting go and releasing and tilting the pelvis in the other direction, allowing a space to be in between the low back and the floor so that you could reach your hand in between the low back and the floor. And continuing to flow this movement and rhythm with the breath. Exhaling and pressing the back as the belly sinks. And inhaling now, allowing the chest and the belly to expand, arching up toward the ceiling, the low back away from the floor. And moving at your own pace, tilting the pelvis and allowing the back to press into the floor again. You may take a moment to notice what is happening in other parts of the body that aren't involved with this movement. The forehead or the eyes, the jaw. Noticing any sense of tightness or strain in any part of the body. And breathing into that. Coming to stillness and noticing how the body feels after practicing this posture. Noticing sensations, thoughts, and emotions. And now drawing both knees in toward the chest and holding either leg behind the thighs or the tops of the knees, or wrapping both arms around the knees and giving yourself a hug and rocking gently side to side as you breathe, gently massaging the low back area, allowing it to feel nice, perhaps even rocking in circles. Or if you'd like to rock the length of the spine, feeling the spine from the nape of the neck right down to the tailbone and the lower back, taking care and being sensitive to your range of motion. And allowing the body to come to stillness. And if you'd like to lift the head up toward the knees, taking care of the neck. And so you could give yourself a great big hug, engaging in the abdominal muscles and tucking the forehead to the knees and breathing. And releasing the head to the floor, lowering the arms by your sides, stretching the legs out about hip width apart, feet falling open. And feeling supported and held, allowing the breath to flow in and out. Noticing how you feel. The next posture is wind relieving posture. So drawing the right knee in toward the chest while the left leg remains stretched out on the floor. And clasping with both hands, either on the shin or behind the thigh of the right leg. Perhaps drawing the knee a little out to the right as you draw it in toward the shoulder. And if your left leg doesn't feel comfortable placed straight out, then you can place your left foot flat on the floor, just below the buttock. Drawing your knee in toward the chest. Toward the shoulder. And you can allow the knee to move in a circular motion if that feels nice in the hip joint, exploring the movement possible, letting it be big or small, fully present with the body and the hip and what you're capable of moving in this moment. And coming to stillness while holding the knee. And if you care to, raising the head toward the knee, perhaps even touching the forehead to the knee if that feels within your range. Being sensitive to the neck. Notice any forcing or pushing and breathing into this posture and working within your range, exploring your limits. And as you're ready, slowly lowering the head, releasing the arms, and stretching the right leg long, parallel to the left. Noticing how your body feels. And noticing the difference between the right side and the left side after practicing that posture. And now we'll do that on the other side, bringing the left knee up toward the chest with both hands and hugging the knee in toward the chest, feeling it around the rib cage, tucking it in, drawing the knee up in the direction of the left underarm, the right leg stretched out on the mat or the foot flat on the floor below the buttock, knee toward the sky. And beginning to explore the movement possibilities on this side, moving the knee in circles and exploring both directions. And coming to stillness. And if you choose, raising the head toward the knee, aware of the sensations here and taking care of the neck, tucking in. And lowering the head and releasing the arms alongside the body. Coming back to resting posture. Allowing the shoulder blades to tuck under the back. Perhaps opening the chest. With your legs stretched out and your arms by your sides, palms facing up. And from here, we'll transition into our next posture, which is cat-cow posture. So as we transition, allowing the awareness to be seamless and attentive, we'll stretch the right arm up overhead and roll over to the right side, drawing your knees into the chest, into a fetal position, just taking a breath or two, and then placing the left hand on the floor and supporting yourself, making your way up into a tabletop position on the hands and knees, and noticing the breath in the body as you transition into this posture. If you'd like something under the knees for support, a cushion or a blanket, placing that under the knees. Your hands are flat on the floor, directly under the shoulders, and pressing the hands into the floor, and the knees are directly below the hips, and the body's in the shape of a table with the back flat. Your gaze looking down toward the floor in between your hands, stretching through the crown of your head and the length of your spine. If it's uncomfortable to place the hands flat on the floor, then make fists with your hands. And we'll begin the cat-cow stretching, beginning with an out-breath, arching in the middle of the back up toward the ceiling, like a cat arching its spine. Feeling the belly pull in. Let the tailbone and the head hang toward the floor, arching as high up as we'll go. And when you reach the end of the out-breath, allowing the in-breath to initiate movement in the other direction, allowing the back to curve, the belly coming toward the floor, the tailbone raising up, and allowing the breath to guide the movement, allowing the spine to move through its full range of possibilities. As you breathe in and out, exploring this movement in your own time with the flow of your breath. Lingering in any part of this posture that feels nice. And now coming to a neutral position, finding stillness, feeling the breath, and feeling the stability of the legs and the arms. And from here, we'll move into a balancing posture. And if you'd like, you can come to sit back on your heels for a second to give your wrists and your arms a little rest. If not, you can stay. And then coming back up into table. And if your eyes were closed, opening your eyes. Choosing a spot on the floor just in front of you for balance. And from our table position, we'll begin by extending the right leg straight out behind you and lifting it as high as you're able to today. And when you feel stable, extending and straightening the left arm in front of you and feeling this diagonal stretch all the way through the fingertips, through the torso, and out through the leg and toes of the right foot, feeling the strength necessary to balance here and exploring your limits, working on strengthening the muscles in the back, arms. Not staying in the pose any longer than feels right, releasing the posture when you're ready, lowering the leg and the hand, and breathing. And we'll do that on the other side and just moving in and out of a few cat-cow stretches to release the spine. And coming to stillness in your tabletop position. And extending the left leg straight out behind you, as high as you're able to. And then lengthening the right arm out in front and feeling the diagonal in this direction. Breathing here requires a certain amount of balance. And just breathing as you do this. Feeling the sensations and accepting yourself as you are and your limits as they are in this particular moment. Noticing everything within the range of thoughts and emotions and subtle shifts and changes with each breath. Coming out of the posture whenever feels right. And releasing, allowing the leg and the hand to come back down. Noticing what's happening in the mind, noticing what's happening in the body. And coming back to table position. And from here, we'll move into a restorative child's pose. So placing your buttocks back on your heels and allowing your chest to fold over your thighs. And you can either stack your hands or place your forehead on the floor, but resting your head on something, maybe a cushion or a pillow. And just allowing your body to rest. Your knees can be together, or you can open the legs wide, allowing the belly and torso to rest between the thighs, whichever is most comfortable in your body today. Your arms can be by your sides or they can stretch long out in front of you. I'm taking one or two more breaths here. And from here, from child's pose, we'll make our way onto our backs lying down again, being aware of the breath and the sensations in the body as you transition with moment-to-moment awareness, allowing the transitions from one posture to the next to be an opportunity for seamless awareness. And settling into your resting posture, lying on your back, and noticing the body and sensations in this posture now. Our next posture is bridge posture. We'll begin by bending the knees and placing the feet flat on the floor, hip-width apart, with your arms by your sides, palms facing down. And from this position, using the strength in the legs and the hips and pressing the feet evenly onto the floor, taking an in-breath and on an out-breath, raising the pelvis and the lower back up into the air and off the floor. The body resting on the shoulders and the upper back and the head, and the soles of the feet, feeling the legs and thighs and buttock muscles that are supporting the torso in this posture, relaxing as much as possible the shoulders and the arms, the face and the neck, and feeling the breath moving as freely as possible, holding this pose as long as feels right for you today, and feeling into the belly as it expands on an in-breath, and deflates on an out-breath. And when you're ready, slowly lowering the body, one vertebrae at a time, articulating the spine down slowly with the tailbone coming down last, and tucking the pelvis, feeling the small of the back. Now hold torsos on the floor, letting go of the muscles of the back and the pelvis, allowing it to soften and melt into the support of the floor. And then lengthening out the legs, noticing the breath, the thoughts, and the emotions in this moment, allowing yourself to be just as you are. We'll come into bridge posture again, placing the feet flat on the floor, knees pointed to the ceiling. Taking an in-breath and on an out-breath, lifting the hips and the torso up to the sky. And if you'd like, stretching the arms up overhead, allowing this lengthening in the shoulders and the arms to support the lengthening in the spine. And breathing, feeling into the parts of the body that are supporting you. And when you're ready, on an out-breath, slowly lowering the spine, coming down one vertebrae at a time, lowering the arms with the torso down to the floor, and moving the arms slowly through space, feeling the body release the posture and relax on the floor, and noticing the breath, feeling the effect of that posture in the body, noticing sensations or any areas of holding, breathing in and allowing the out-breath to let it go. Perhaps taking a nice, long, deep inhale and a nice, long, deep, slow exhale, sighing it out. The next posture is a spinal twist. With your knees facing the ceiling and together, feet flat on the floor, you may even want to bring the feet a little bit closer together. And you can either clasp the hands behind the neck with the elbows pointing out to either side, or stretch your arms straight out like airplane wings supporting your torso. Inhaling, and on an exhalation, lowering the knees to the right any amount, gently. You might try allowing the soles of the feet to come off the floor as the knees move, breathing into the twist and sensing the different sensations in the right and the left side of the body, in the belly, in the chest, the back, and the legs. And if it feels comfortable for you, you can roll your head to the left, glancing over the left arm. Or you can keep your head in a neutral position, whatever feels best. Keeping the shoulders wide and on the floor, breathing into the deep stretch this movement provides, and allowing gravity to pull you down, but not resisting. And every time you breathe in, feeling the stretch through the chest, in the abdomen, and every time you breathe out, feeling yourself relax and sinking a little bit more into the stretch as your muscles let go and lengthen. And on an out-breath now, bringing the head and the knees back to center, taking an inhale and an exhale, and then lowering the knees to the left, perhaps the feet lifting off the floor as they roll to the left. And if it feels right in your body, allowing the head and the gaze to drop over to the right, breathing in and breathing out. Feeling into the belly, the chest, and the spine. Full awareness of the sensations in the body in this posture. And on your next out-breath, drawing the knees and the head towards center. And you can repeat this movement one more time in your time, on either side. Noticing sensations and what's happening in the body. Allowing the body to flow with the breath. And when you've completed both sides and you feel balanced, coming back to center, into resting posture, allowing your arms to come back down alongside the body and stretching the legs straight out, or bending the knees, placing the feet flat on the floor if that's better in your lower back, and feeling the effect of this posture in your body. And now placing the left foot flat on the floor and keeping the right leg stretched out. And take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, raising the right leg straight up toward the ceiling as far as possible for you today. This posture is not about getting the leg as high as possible, but rather exploring your limits and your boundaries and noticing how you are in relationship with them. Noticing the thoughts and emotions that may be arising, and any tendency to push or force, as well as any tendency to hold back, and just see if it's possible to feel into what is here right now. So with the leg in the air, and with the sensitivity to yourself, can I do that again? So with the leg in the air, and with the sensitivity to yourself, begin to circle the foot, experiencing the sensations in the foot, the ankle, the lower leg, as you explore the range in this joint, and going in the other direction, continuing to breathe, pointing and flexing, feeling sensation, and coming to stillness. And if you choose to, reaching up with both hands to the right leg, either at the back of the thigh, or the calf, or the ankle, or taking hold of the big toe, and without forcing or pushing, exploring your limits, and breathing into this. Allowing the shoulders and the spine to remain on the floor. And if the shoulders have lifted, then you've gone too far, so just back up a little, allow the shoulders to relax. You can even take hold of the fabric of your pants, whatever is possible. And when it's right in your body, and if you care to, raising the head and the neck and the upper back up off the floor, curving the forehead toward the raised knee any amount. And releasing the head and shoulders and the arms to the floor, and very slowly lowering the right leg. And stretching out the left leg alongside the right, feeling into the whole body, any difference in the right side and the left side. And we'll practice that on the other side, bending the right knee so that the foot is flat on the floor and raising the left leg straight up toward the ceiling to whatever height that is comfortable and is at your limit, but not beyond. And settling in here. Breathing, circling the left ankle, noticing sensations on this side, and circling in the other direction, aware of the breath, pointing and flexing the foot, and bringing the leg to stillness, and with both hands reaching and clasping the left leg at the thigh or the calf, or the ankle, or taking hold of the big toe, or the back of the pant leg, and taking a few breaths with the shoulders and the head on the floor. Notice if you're holding, and as best you can, relaxing into it. And when you're ready, lowering the upper body, lowering the arms, and slowly drawing the leg back down to the floor. You may even have your eyes closed, increasing your sensitivity to this movement. Allowing awareness to come back to the belly and the flow of your breathing. A willingness to be totally present for what you're feeling right now. Allowing yourself to fully experience being in this moment and noticing the effect of that posture in the body. And turning now onto your left side, allowing seamless attention as you move into this posture. The body long, the legs straight, and balancing yourself on your left side. your right hand on the floor in front of your abdomen supporting you, and either resting your head on your left arm or bending the elbow and propping your head up, supported by your left hand. And taking an in-breath, and on the out-breath, lifting the right leg up as high as you can without pushing past your limits, and holding it here and breathing. Perhaps closing your eyes so that you can really experience what this feels like. Circling your foot in one direction, and then the other, noticing sensations. If it's too intense, backing off, or you might even decide to raise the leg a little higher. Breathing through sensation and coming to stillness, slowly lowering the right leg to rest on the left leg, experiencing the wave of release, turning onto the back and coming onto the right side, legs long, and either propping your head up in your right hand with your elbow bent or allowing your right arm to rest on the floor and your head on your arm, and using your left hand in front of your abdomen to balance and support you. Taking an inhale, and on the exhale, lifting the left leg up to your limit, exploring and not going beyond. Rotating the foot and feeling the ankle on this side of the body. Moving in both directions. And when you're ready, lowering the left leg down to meet the right and roll over onto your belly. Face down, turning the head to the right side. Arms resting alongside the body. Legs and feet stretched out. If you would prefer, you can place your hands underneath your forehead to support your head. And you may feel the belly pressing into the floor as you breathe in and relaxing away as you breathe out, allowing your whole body to sink. And now turning the gaze to a neutral position, either placing the chin on the floor or resting the forehead on the hands, we'll begin with leg lifts. So pressing the pelvis into the floor to protect the lower back, taking an in-breath, and on an out-breath, lifting the right leg up. Holding it here as you breathe. Feeling the strength in the buttock and the back leg lifting. Allowing the left leg to relax on the floor. And when you're ready, slowly lowering the right leg back down to the floor, turning the head to the left and feeling the face sink into the floor, arms alongside your body, or making a pillow with your hands and letting go. And now moving to the other side, placing the head straight in a neutral position with the chin or the forehead on the mat, pressing the pelvis into the floor and firming the muscles in the hips, the thighs and the buttocks, taking an in-breath and on the out-breath, lifting the left leg up off the floor. Noticing if you're holding your breath or struggling or straining, and as best you can, working within your limits, breathing with the left leg active, the right leg relaxed. And feeling this dynamic posture. And releasing. And noticing the effect of this posture and the body. Without judging, just noticing. And our next posture is cobra posture. So placing the chin on the floor and bringing the palms of the hands underneath the shoulders. At the chest area, elbows bent, facing up toward the ceiling, and bringing the feet together and firming the muscles of the hips and the thighs, and gently using the muscles of the upper back, and inhaling and lifting the forehead and the chin and the upper chest and the shoulders up off the floor. Pressing the pelvis into the floor to protect the lower back. The heart is moving forward and breathing and gently lowering the chest and the shoulders, the chin and the forehead, releasing all the effort in the lower body, lowering the arms and shifting the head to a comfortable position, completely giving the body over to gravity. and resting. And when you're ready, turning over onto your back, taking your time, gently drawing the knees into the chest and hugging them close, giving yourself a counter stretch, moving in any way that feels nice, slowly rocking from side to side, feeling a gentle massage. And we'll close our practice today with final resting posture, allowing the body to integrate the practice. Legs stretched out about hip-width apart or whatever feels comfortable, and your arms relaxed by your sides with your palms facing up. Tucking the shoulder blades gently under the back and opening the chest. And rolling your head slowly from side to side, releasing any tension in the neck. Allowing the head to come to neutral. And closing your eyes if that feels comfortable, or relaxing your gaze. And feeling the body being held and supported. And noticing how you're feeling in this moment after practicing. Feeling the weight of the body connected and supported. Becoming aware of being right here, right now. With each out-breath, letting go and sinking deeper into the floor, into a state of relaxed stillness and awareness. Aware of things as they are. The experience of your body as a whole. Feeling the head and the face. The neck, shoulders, the arms and the hands, the torso, the pelvis, the legs, upper legs, the knees, the lower legs. The ankles and the feet. The entire body. And as we finish the practice today, taking a moment to acknowledge your efforts and congratulate yourself for the commitment of taking the time to care for yourself in this way. Touching awareness itself, developing strength and flexibility in your body and in your mind, as well as emotionally, working with your limits and exploring boundaries. Practicing regularly cultivates a deep sensitivity to who you are and what you need in any given moment, learning to be present to whatever arises in the field of emotion, sensation, and thoughts, and to notice the ever-changing nature of this, much like the weather being different on different days. And as you practice with attention and care, you're accessing the natural healing capacity deep inside, feeling your wholeness in this moment, and moving into your next moments fully integrated, fully present, fully awake to your life and this body.